pace Christmas in a new and profound way. Now, Jesus will be born for us in a new and profound way if we make room in our hearts, if we prepare well. And so we ask Jesus to prepare our hearts. We have 3 days. And Holy Mother Church has brought us to the second mystery, the joyful mystery of the Most Holy Rosary, in immediate preparation for the third joyful mystery of the Most Holy Rosary, the birth of Christ, Christmas. Today we have Mary singing her Magnificat. This is in response to Saint Elizabeth, who's filled with the Holy Spirit and recognizes Mary as the Mother of God. And Saint Elizabeth, in the Holy Spirit, is praising and acknowledging Mary for being the Mother of God. Now, Mary, in her humility, and humility is very important, preparation for the birth of Christ, who comes to us in humility. Mary, in her humility, does not deny what God has done for her. A humble person does not deny what God has done for them, but a humble person gives God the credit. And that's what Mary's doing. And so she says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord," or better in Latin, "Magnificat anima mea Dominum." My soul magnifies the Lord. And so part of our preparation, I would ask you to examine yourselves in these 3 days. How can your soul magnify the Lord? Like a magnifying glass, right? The Lord is coming to live in you. He's in you if you're in a state of grace. The Trinity is in you. How are you allowing that magnifying glass to show the life of Jesus to the world? That's the question. And then the follow-up question would be, what do I need to do to allow Jesus to be magnified even more? Or if he's not being magnified at all, what do I need to do to clear out the things so that Jesus can be magnified? But you understand, that's why Jesus is coming. What, ask yourself, why is Jesus being born for us? Why is the eternal Word, the second person of the Trinity, coming into our humanity? Of course, we always would say, well, to save us. But yeah, that's very important, to save us. What does salvation mean? It means to restore us to the image and likeness of God, to bring us back to that life God created us for, to help us live a vibrant spiritual life, to be true disciples of Jesus through Mary, to live a consecrated life, to make love visible. That's what Jesus is doing. He's making love visible. And ultimately, to live in communion with the Most Holy Trinity and to bring others to live in that communion. And so let us remember that our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And if you prepare well to receive the Lord in these next 3 days, you will have the best Christmas of your life. But let's do what's necessary. Let the Holy Spirit work in our lives so that we can get rid of those things that block the magnification of God in our lives. Because the world needs to see God's love. And in this case, this will be the best Christmas you ever have. God bless you. And may you journey with Saint Joseph and Our Lady with Jesus in her womb from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and have a warm welcome in your heart when Jesus is born this Christmas. Amen.